AM 1060 Tempe Phoenix and KSLX HD2 Scottsdale Phoenix is brought to you by AC by J Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Drains.
This program is paid for by Good Vibes Media.
Coming to you from a wrong turn off Route 66. Somewhere in the Sonoran Desert, it's James Out West, featuring Ryan Rooks.
Good morning, Phoenix and friends. How we doing, ladies and gentlemen? James Out West on this Thursday, September 29th, 2022. In the studio, 2 weeks in a row. That's a first for the year.
We did it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a little hyped NFL season so far.
It is. We're rolling into week four. We had a great show on Monday, I feel. It was very, it was a lot of energy. It was high energy show going over what was going over. I don't know if it was because Rooks' San Francisco 49ers team lost in the way that they did, or that the Browns didn't lose on Sunday because they didn't play. But either way,
I think it was because I lost. I didn't say as much, and you just were on one because you guys won.
I was. So, yeah, that could be too.
It was just the balance. But it's week two. We were covering. Like, come on. Like, it's the NFL's finally here. Like,
and
this is exciting.
And I am excited for what we have in store for week four.
Oh, this
not trying to rhyme, but it happens from time to time. What's up? No, I'm just playing. But seriously, though, God. I'm just playing, unless you're for real. Tonight's game.
We got a London game this
week. We do, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Pat Stackguy not in the house today. It's a podcast, and he has a real job, so he's not here. But tonight, Thursday, 8:15 Eastern time, man, I like those late games for the East Coast. Sorry, East Coasters. The Miami Dolphins, the 3-0 undefeated Miami Dolphins, the talk of the town in the AFC Miami Dolphins, on the road to take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Okay? The Bengals are a 3.5-point favorite at home. The money has moved a bit. I was talking about how concerned I was, and we'll get into it, with how much money is on these teams. Yesterday, 76% of the money was on Miami. That was concerning to me as a bettor. This morning, 58% is what I have here per the actually, it's 58% here on CBS.
I'm seeing 57 right now, but yeah, I mean, either way, it's right there. So yeah, it's
that's
definitely
concerning though. If I'm making a bet and I would want to take the Dolphins, but the reason is Dolphins being a 3.5-point underdog, I get it. But when the public is this heavy on a game in which both teams play the way they do, it makes you want to go the other way. Like, it would make sense that we're disrespecting the Cincinnati Bengals, who we can't deny is the AFC champion from last year.
No, but you here's the thing, is that you got to look at it, is that they haven't looked good. Their offensive line hasn't been that great. Joey Burrow's still getting sacked just because he had one game where he didn't get that many sacks.
Right.
Like, let's take a step back. Miami's 3-0. They have a high-powered offense. Tua is looking good. Mm-hmm. Is he a little concussed, maybe?
No. So, no, that's not a head thing. It's a back thing.
I know.
And I totally understand supposedly. As somebody that's got, I have arthritis in the bottom five vertebrae in my back, and I have three with that are slipped disc, whatever you want to call them, herniated,
fucking
slipped,
old.
Whatever. Dude, I'm telling
you're
you.
Getting fucked.
Okay, getting. So I can totally see how that would take. I've had it hurt so bad, I pop my back where my legs give out. So I can see that.
I understand. Just
it looked from the optics, it looked like it was a concussion
because
that
touched his
sense.
Helmet.
Right, but I think he was going, oh, like what happened? I think the lights just kind of went out, but not from the concussion, but because the back literally just said, "Yeah, we're gonna shut you off for a second," because that has happened to me. Not from being hit by a 275-pound man, but just from, you know, bending over and slipping on my slip-on shoes, because, again, I'm old. Real quick, though.
Okay, so...
go ahead.
So you're saying that you want to take Cincy, because you're saying that the overwhelming with 57% or 58% of Miami, it's a minus 3.5 to Cincy.
Well, 58% makes me a hell of a lot better of taking the Dolphins, but yesterday it being 73%, the money's moving. At 73%, it did concern me. Here's what I want to bring to the facts, if you will.
Okay.
Okay. On the Cincinnati front, Joe Burrow is pressured 32.9% of his dropbacks. That's fifth in the NFL, which means defenses are bringing the havoc, which talks to your point of the offensive line. They thought they addressed it. They made an attempt, so you can't say they didn't do anything about it. Right. Those players just aren't doing anything about it.
They're not there yet. They've got to be built up. It's true.
Last week, he threw for 275, three touchdowns, a 114.9 QBR rating. Okay. So he had a good game. Granted, it was the Jets, and the Jets stink. We know this. On the flip side, Miami's defensive pressure only 23.4% of dropbacks, which is 25th in the NFL, which means they don't get after the quarterback. Great. That bodes well for Joe Burrow. So then you start looking at the receiving. Miami's got the number one and number two players in the NFL with receiving yards of over 10 air yards. So Tua has to throw the ball at least more than 10 yards.
Okay.
Jalen Waddle, the Penguin, is number one, and Tyreek Hill is number two in the NFL. Okay?
Yep.
Tua is 13 of 17 for over 300 yards and four touchdowns on plays of over 10 air yards in the second half alone of games. I know I'm going deep with the stats, but my point
Look at you coming up.
My point is, I had to do some research, but my point is this. Who do you trust more, Tua on the road or Joey B at home? Because I think they both have give and take. Yes, they have Jalen and Tyreek, but Cincinnati has Chase, Higgins, the other guy that I'm disrespecting right now because his name eludes me. Okay, Joe Mixon. Yeah, Miami doesn't quite have the run game that Cincy does. Like I wrote a score of Miami 31, Cincy 26. Okay?
Are you thinking of Boyd?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tyler or Taj?
Tyler.
Okay. I know there's a Taj Boyd. I don't know what he does, but he's in sports.
So
with all of that being said, if it comes down to the quarterbacks being pressured, I kind of like Joe Burrow more than Tua in this regard, but I will tell you right now, with how Tua's playing, everybody, because I know there wasn't probably one, well, I can't say anybody. I'm sure there were some homers, some Alabama homers or some Miami Hayden. People that are homers that absolutely believed in him from day one. Okay, because remember, Fitzmagic, shout out Highland High School alumnus, Fitzmagic, said, remember when he was playing there, they were talking about tanking for Tua.
Oh, yeah.
That was a thing.
That was a huge thing because right? Throw that he made in the championship game changed his life.
It didn't bother Ryan, as he said it. You know, he understood what it was, but it's like, that's what we were doing. But he was trying to go out and win every game. You know, that's what a competitor does. He doesn't say, yeah, I'm agreeing with that, if that's what they want to do. Not saying that is, but that was what
but
the media talk was.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, but he also knows he's a stud quarterback. He played 14 years and start and all that. He just couldn't get his feet. Actually, you know what? It made him more of a legend.
I think so, too.
100%. Had he stayed with some team for 8, 9, 10 years and had a mediocre career.
And barely played. No.
Let's say he was a starter. And he played 8 or 9 years with, like, Carolina or Miami. They, you know, maybe went to the playoffs one time or, you know, just like an average, like, didn't play terrible, but, you know, the team wasn't, you know, if he had just, like, kind of an average career.
But never, like, made
but
it to
But he
the,
is,
a
like, an urban legend type player when people know of him.
The beard made
stepping
it.
Stepping in, playing the way he did for a lot of teams, playing for so many teams, playing for as long as he did, being super heady like he is, where he came from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And, his attitude towards teams, the way, he's exciting. Like, there's Fitz magic, like, literally.
Right.
When he comes into the building, he's giving you energy, and he's going to show up. He's going to do it. He can't consistently do it, like, for a whole season. He's not going to be your starter, but he absolutely can. But let's get back to
this. So what are you going to do? Are you taking Cincinnati or are you taking Miami?
So I believe in Joe Burrow. I know you talked about all the weapons. Jamar Chase, we're looking at, like, everything. The Dolphins are 3-0, and is this going to be the week that they get checked? I don't think so. I mean, they're going into Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
Cincinnati's
a 3.5 home.
Favorite. I'm taking the Dolphins. I got to go with my gut.
I have the Dolphins written down at 31-26 victory.
Based
on my research and everything that I did, that's what it leads me to believe, even though the public is telling me otherwise. Now, granted, with the money, with the number changing the way it did from 73 to 58, it means a lot of money moved on to Cincinnati yesterday.
Yep.
Which didn't change, I don't know. Did it change the no, line. The spread's still 3.5.
Yeah. No, over-under is 48.5. So.
And 68% of the money's on the over.
I would take the under on this one, to be honest.
Obviously, I'm not if I have 31-26. So I'm going to take Miami, and I'm going to take the over.
All right, yeah. I made my picks already on our...
Yeah, I have it on here. You have the ability to change this within 5 minutes of game time.
I know.
If you make a decision to make a change...
Unless there's an injury, I typically just go with my gut on Tuesday.
Yep. Well, last week that cost me... I mean, I had a good week last week, don't get me wrong. You had a terrible week. We won't talk about it.
Okay. Can we move forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess let's move on to the next game, which is the early game, the London game. I know my accent's terrible, but guess what? I don't care.
So make sure to set your fantasy lineups because this game is at 6:30 in the morning. So
here, 9:30 East Coast. For all you East Coasters, you still will have time. You'll wake up, have your breakfast, have your eggs and bacon, have your coffee, and you'll be able to set your lineup. Us out here, we better be up before the sun comes up.
You better
set
your lineup Saturday night. Let's just put it that way. Or be
especially because of the teams that are playing.
Vikings,
we hear that Jameis
Saints.
Winston may not be playing.
This is going to be...
So if Jameis Winston's not playing, And there's a chance that Jarvis Landry may not be playing. I heard something about Michael Thomas. Now, this was earlier in the week, but they all didn't participate, I think, yesterday. And they're playing early. What happens? Yeah. Who's the quarterback? Is it Taysom Hill? Is Taysom Hill hurt?
It's got to be.
Oh, it's no. It's Andy fucking Dalton.
Oh, that's right.
It is Andy Dalton. So
that is right. Well, I bet you they do quite a bit of Taysom Hill as well.
Taysom didn't play last week. Not a quarterback, he didn't play a tight end.
But I don't think he's going to miss. I mean,
who Minnesota.
I know these players hate to fly over there and play because you have to deal with the travel. Like,
yeah, they're traveling first class on big planes.
Okay, but
it does stink for 1 week, but a lot of them have never been there. They get to do stuff.
Correct, and that's the thing is that there's the time change, so you have to adjust to that, but then you're also doing stuff. You want to go out and see things. You're not getting in the reps. You're not doing the rest that your body is actually
doing.
Both
teams are that way, though. So it's like they're both coming on that same.
I know, but guys typically don't like to go out there, so I'm not surprised that a lot of guys are going to be out of this game.
What was interesting, and McAfee brought it up, if you don't know who that is, you're under a rock, but Pat McAfee show, he brought up the fact, and I'm sure others did, but where they're playing at Wembley Stadium, correct?
It's sick.
The stadium's sick. Do you see what they kind of fucked over the NFL?
Yeah.
They take their perfectly manicured pitch, and for you footballers, you know what that is. For us soccer people, that's what the field is.
So a pitch? I've learned
pristine
this.
Pristine field.
That Reckham, the pitch is the field.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so that's kind of the...
They rolled that sumbitch out of there and said, you're not playing on our field. We're going to bring in the AstroTurf. We actually bought the field from the Houston Astrodome in 1992 when you blew that sumbitch up. We bought that. That's the same stuff here. It's fucking carpet over concrete.
It's insane.
Oh, but my God.
This is another thing to why probably some guys are not wanting to play. They do not want to tear an ACL or pull something. And like, this is like set up for muscle tears all day long. But the way that it's stacked, and I think I talked about this on the radio show a couple weeks ago, but how they, it's like in layers of six. So they're like, they break it down and then it goes to the right and then goes to the left and then it goes underneath and then the other field comes out on top.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's literally, it's robotic that is
wild,
unreal. It's not like the Cardinals where it just rolls out. It literally stacks itself.
I do like how the Cardinals one rolls out, though.
But what they're doing.
They have real grass and inside dome. That's incredible.
They could.
Every stadium should be doing this.
We're going to be definitely playing in London and in different countries.
Oh,
sure.
We have a game in Germany this year.
But this might mess up some stuff.
You know, we
London.
Have a game in Yamani this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We play in Mexico.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, but we've been playing in Mexico for 5 years.
Yeah.
We've been playing in London for going on 10 years.
Yeah.
If not more. But actually, it might be more.
If guys get hurt, they're going to
have to do something. Yeah. If you're trying to grow the game, you can't be having guys go over there and blowing right. quads and ACLs. All right. So in this game, we got Minnesota Vikings at New Orleans. We just gave you all the injury situation that's going on in New Orleans. New Orleans is a 2.5-point underdog. Minnesota's got 71% of the money on them,
I believe.
Let me look at this again. Yeah, 71% of the money is on the Vikings. Yeah. The over-under is 43.5. 62% of the money is on that. I'm concerned about, but if Andy Dalton's playing, Andy Dalton can put up 20 plus. Not saying that he will, but he could. Don't think he will, but he could. Minnesota getting the victory they got last week in the nick of time, so to speak. Again, with the rhyming thing, sorry.
You're just, you're doing good today, buddy. You got your vibe.
I will
right.
tell you what. It pains me to want to take the Vikings because of where the money's at, but sometimes the consensus is right. It's typically not. I think this will be one of those times. I know they say defense travels, but does defense travel across the pond? That's the question. Saints might not have really anything offensively. I know the Vikings don't have Dalvin Cook, but insert Alexander Mattison. Yes, they have Marshawn Lattimore. They got, you know, it's going to be a bit, you know, battles on the outside. I guess I'm trusting Kirk Cousins over Jameis or Andy Dalton. And it's a 2.5-point. They can win by field goal. I wouldn't put it on Greg Joseph's leg. But that being said, I'm still rolling Vikings. I'm giving me a Kirk Cousins big day. Listen, they've played in, I want to say Kirk Cousins. I know Adam Thielen has. They've played in London at least twice. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they played the Browns both times. And Adam Thielen has lit it up in England.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get that sprinkle of him because, listen, if they're going to put Lattimore on J. Jeff on the jet himself, then the ball's going to have to go to Thielen more. The ball's going to have to go to KJ Osborne more. The ball's going to have to go to Irv Smith Jr. Shout out Irv Smith Jr. You had a bad drop on Sunday, but boy, you made up for it on a couple of big plays. You still shouldn't be wearing 84 because that is the holier than now. Randy Moss. I mean, you got mossed as a segment because of 84. You probably should be wearing it for the Vikings, but hey, that's on them for not retiring that number. Moving on, who are you taking? Are you taking the Minnesota Vikings or are you taking the New Orleans Saints?
I think the Vikings, I mean, you're scared about the Saints defense because they can be punishable. Like, they can take over that game get those interceptions. I do believe more so in Kirk Cousins. So even though he's missing Dalvin Cook, I think they're going to do a lot of, like, hook and ladder, like little, like, hook outs, cross routes. There's a lot of small little stuff. They're not going to open it up to that defense. So, yeah, I'm taking the Vikings.
Okay. All right, so the next game, and this is in order. This is 1 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock our time. Browns-Falcons. It's basically a pick 'em game. The Falcons are the Falcons. The Falcons, damn Atlanta Falcons, they are a 1-point underdog at home. 74% of the money's on the Browns. That's never a good sign.
No.
63% of the money's on the under 47.5. I hate this for the mere reason that, one, not just that it's a pick 'em, but all the money's on Cleveland, because probably because of what people saw on Thursday. And that they're 2-1, and people don't really believe in the Falcons, and I get it. But the Falcons can score.
Yeah.
Or at least they have. Now, some of it's been garbage time, but they've, like, had to make comebacks, and we know the Browns can give up a lot of points in a short period of time this year because they've done it. So, to me, this is a worrisome pick for me. I did do some research, though. So, before you make your decision here, and you may have already made your decision, Jacoby Brissett had 220, two touchdowns, 109 quarterback ranking last week. Mari Cooper, back-to-back 100-yard games. Chubb's number one in NFL rushing yards. He 113 on a touch last week, 124 and 3 the week before that. You got Atlanta's defense gave up 325 yards and a 99 quarterback rating to Geno Smith. Okay? The rush defense gave up over 5 yards a carry last week to Seattle. Okay? The bright side for Atlanta is Cordarrelle Patterson, 17 carries, 141, 8 yards a carry, a touchdown. Dude's third in the NFL in rushing. Cordarrelle Patterson played like kick returner like 11 years ago for like the Vikings, and he's number three in the NFL in running, in rushing right now. That's a trip. Looking at it.
Hey, get it while you can, man.
Yeah.
You're the Cleveland Browns. We're not going to be able to talk about this for like in week 6, 7, 8, like unless – like, you guys do something crazy. You guys have a good team, but you guys are not going to keep this up. So, at the same point, right now, you're healthy.
Are we? Miles Garrett flipped his Porsche.
Dude, did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
You,
that they're very lucky.
The fact that
they're very lucky.
Is he 6'5", 6'4"?
Yeah.
Like, 260? So, like, literally my size. Like, we actually weighed ourselves today. That's kind of fun. That's kind of funny. But in a
but
Porsche,
with balloons, he's got balloons.
And he's way bigger than I am. Like, but the fact he's in a Porsche, because I've sat in a Porsche before.
And it was a nice Porsche. It was like the Mike Lowry Porsche from Bad Boys.
It's insane. And the way that it looks like, even all the grass that was inside the rims. Oh, man.
He flipped it. It rolled.
It rolled several times. And thank God both people, he and the female that were in the car,
we're okay.
Are okay. They showed the video.
Body cam footage.
And then everybody was kind of worried, and then he actually stood up and walked away. So,
like, oh, my God, thank God. Yes.
Yeah. Like, so
think about that, how tragic that could be. We could have been talking about a death, the loss of a player young in life.
Again.
We could be talking about that. We could be talking about a player who's never going to play again because he's paralyzed.
Yep.
We could be talking about a Tiger Woods situation where he broke his leg and, you know, ate in place his ankle, sticking out of the bone and stuff.
And he's out forever. Next year, 2 years.
And then he's going to be right by then. There's a multitude of things that could have happened. The fact that he's probably going to play on Sunday. And somebody brought up a good point on TV, and I don't know who it was, but they're like, these guys, they describe it like they go through multiple car accidents a game. Now he was in a real car accident. Like, is he going to be sorer, or is he going to be the same? Like, I'd be curious to find out how his body reacts to that. Granted, they have the top of the art. You know, they do cryotherapy. Shout out Nick. He was in on it early. They do cryotherapy at all these facilities now. Most of them do. The Bengals probably can't afford it. Probably don't even know what it is. Their owner probably thinks it's a new freezer for the restaurant. We'll let that go. At any rate,
I think
it's a 1-point game. It's a pick'em game. You believe he's playing. 74% of the money, that is a tough one. I am going to put a bet on FanDuel of all these major ones that have all the money on them just to see. go in the opposite way. So I'm going to end up doing one with the Falcons. I'm going to end up doing one with the Commanders. I'm going to end up doing one with the Ravens. We'll talk about why. You know, and a few of these underdogs just to see, because typically that is the case.
Yeah, I think Myles Garrett's going to play. I think the biggest question is going to be how sore is he? Because, you know, when you get into a car accident, like, you get that neck, like, that, I mean, rolling in a car, and especially as a big of a man, and the airbags that were in that
right.
car, like, he's going to be sore in different ways that he's not used to. So, I do think he's going to play. He's a beast. We saw so yeah. much yes, of this summer. Done. Like, I'm not questioning that. You guys just have more talent, I believe. Even though the quarterback,
I'm going 27-23.
I'm taking you guys for the second week in a row, and I
know you don't
not,
like it.
This is not my
you don't
norm,
like
but,
it.
But yeah,
I wouldn't like it either. I don't like it.
But it's fine. I'm
and I know it's 74%, but sometimes when you're right, you're right. 27-23. That's how I have it going. Moving on. Now, we're not going to cover this game real quick. We're just going to give our pick.
This
Cowboys, Commanders, 86% of the money's on the Cowboys, -3 at home. 61% on the over, 41.5, because the Commanders can score, because Carson Wentz can score. They do have some weapons. Their team is a little inept, but they can score. Cowboys are on a high right now. They won on Monday night against the Big Blue, and I'm going to spell that B-L-E-W. Shout out Brooklyn Pauly for that, because they're on a high. Cooper Rush killing it. Played well. Now he's the next hottest thing. He's done something that nobody's ever done in the history of the NFL, being an undrafted quarterback to be 3-0 in their first three starts with come-from-behind victories in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
It was a big
And it works. Yeah, and they're -3 at home. But this would be a game that the Cowboys would lose. They just would. Now, 86% of the money tells you to go the other way. Like, run, scream to the hills, go the other way. Being +3 doesn't really help me, because the Cowboys don't, like, kick a lot of field goals in regards to, like, winning games close. And I don't know the Commanders do either. So it's either going to be a couple of scoring, or it's going to be, like, 17-0. 17-10.
Okay, so who are you going with? Dallas -3?
I believe I took
the Commanders.
No, I took Dallas. God damn, 76%.
Okay, so here's...
What are you doing?
Here's the thing.
86% of the money, Rooks, 86%.
Is on the Cowboys?
Is on the Cowboys. 86?
Well, that's Cowboys. Cowboys are the
And you would
the
never think,
franchise.
Look, you look at this, and this is one of those things, you go, oh, they're not going to lose to them.
That actually might change.
And that happens. What do you think about the Cowboys and Bengals?
So here's
the Cowboys aren't going to beat the Bengals.
Here's my thing, is that I think with Cooper Rush, like, what they're doing, the Cowboys are actually better than people think. I don't think,
but they're not as good as what Jerry thinks.
Correct. They're not, but they're not, they haven't been great. So it's not like if the Yankees aren't good, it's just, but they actually are okay. Like, they're a better team than the Washington Commanders. Like,
100%.
Hands down.
Not a better coach, though.
I would agree with that.
So if you get good Carson Wentz, because there's good Carson Wentz, there's bad Carson Wentz.
It's hit or miss.
So if you get good Carson Wentz,
then yeah, he's going to win. But
and they can run. And they're +3, so they didn't have to win.
I still, this is, like, unreal, and it might be because I went only for, I had a really bad week last week, so I might be changing a lot of things. So I'm going for your Browns. I'm also going for the Cowboys. Shout out, Mom. I love you, Mom.
Damn.
All right. Seahawks, Lions.
Hold on.
What do you do?
I think I'm changing my pick live.
Oh, my God. While you're doing this, you're going to change it because of the amount of money? This isn't one of those times where you just go with it, even though your
gut
says.
But it's Dallas, and this is such a Dallas thing to do.
It's like the Rams. It's like the Rams always
do that. You said the Rams do Rams things. Yeah. Dallas does Dallas things. And now there's 2 weeks of tape on Cooper. And what if Washington gets away with a few things? Or they take a lucky bounce.
But look at, just think about, like, their run game could have started exploding.
Yeah, yeah. And Washington has a pretty good run game, too. And decent offensive line. Carson's not getting...
So
I'm changing
you,
it.
You
I'm
like
going.
Washington's defense
I
better
don't,
than
Kevin. So I don't, but, dude,
hey,
listen.
You do you, man.
Listen,
that's fine.
My picks have been, I've been all right, but You've I do better. Feel like, yeah, better than you, but that doesn't mean it's all right. You've just been really bad.
Only by, like, 3 picks. Like, that's
not a lot
crazy.
Of picks in 3 weeks.
Okay. Anyways. All right, so you're going with the Commanders.
Yeah, as of right now. Now, I might do some more research and change my mind, and you'll see it on the website.
Yeah, I'll see it tomorrow.
But I don't know.
Saturday morning, it'll change.
Another game we're not going to spend a lot of time on. Chargers, Texans. Texans are plus +5 home dogs. 66% of the money's on the Chargers. Over under 44. 54% of the money's on the over. One more week. Has Herbert gotten the ability to get a little bit better? They've lost a lot of weapons. Joey Bosa on the IR. They lost Slater on the offensive line. You got them banged up. Houston plays tough. They're plus +5 at home. 66% of the money's on the Chargers. You just look at it, you're like, oh, it's the Chargers. I think this might be a contrarian week. I think I'm going to take Houston to cover. Doesn't mean that the Chargers won't win. But when 72% of the money's on the Chargers,
I felt and the exact same
I
way.
See all those things, I'm going to do it. And maybe this is a week that chalks shows up. And those that win or that are supposed to win do it. And this could be the week. And, you know, slap my hand, shame on me if that's the case. But I'm going to roll with it that way.
Yeah, I mean, Mills is the underdog with Houston. Obviously, he's been great. He was the best rookie last year. Then we have Herbert, who Herbert is a beast, but he's hurt. So, Herbert.
Yeah, Herbert.
There's so many pieces of the Chargers that are missing to make me want to choose Houston, and this was probably one of the harder games to pick, but I'm going to ride with Herbert and trust that boy is a beast. He doesn't give up. I think he's going to show.
Okay.
I think he rested this week. He did the right things. I like it. I'm taking the Chargers.
I hope the Chargers win, but I guess I took Texans because I just –
No, I get the
I'm
line.
Going the other side.
Yeah, I get the line.
All right, next game. This is for CJ. We're going to go quick about this. I mean, Geno Smith put up over 300 yards, had almost a quarterback rating of 100 last week. They're playing the Lions. The Lions are tough. We know this, right? The Lions are playing good football. They'll be without DeAndre Swift, it looks like. 72% of the money, 72% of the money is on the Lions. 72% of the money is on the Lions. -4 at home. Are the people's drinking too much of the Dan Campbell Kool-Aid? Not the Joseph Campbell Kool-Aid, but the Dan Campbell Kool-Aid.
How much of this has to do with Hard Knocks and, like, them just being popular?
Part of it.
Okay, the Seahawks have had their moments. They've had flashes, but not great, but good. Better than we thought, I would say.
I think I still took the Lions. I don't know if I'm going to change that pick because I don't want to end up with, if this is the week of chalk, end up with two wins. Let me make sure.
I'm eating the legs.
I did take Detroit.
Taking the legs off, the ankles, breaking all the bones. I'm eating the Dan Campbell like vibe right now. Like,
okay.
I like it. I think I told you this a couple years ago. I was wrong with the Jets that they're going to be up and coming. And they're not there yet, but you're seeing them win games they should not be winning.
Yeah, with Joe Flacco. Not with the quarterback of the future, quote unquote. I'm doing air quotes. You can't watch us today.
I'm taking the Lions. Even though they're -4, I do think the Seahawks have an absolute great chance to win this game. But I believe the Lions have a better, there's more excitement in that building.
And in the damn CBS pick'em, the line's 5.5.
Yeah.
Still, I hate that they give their opening line and they never adjust it. Like, the line's the line. I don't like that.
And I still took it in our pick'em, but
I took it in the pick'em at 5.5.
I
did.
Think it's going to be a touchdown. I mean, it could be.
But it could be a lot of things. So, all right, moving on.
I hate 5.5. That's
moving
sucks.
On.
All right, go for it.
AFC South rivalry. Titans, Colts. Colts at home coming off of a victory against Kansas City. It's more so that Kansas City lost than Indy won. I think we can all agree with that if you watch the game. 70% of the money is on the Titans at +3.5. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't believe that the Colts aren't going to win, but they think it'll be very close, if not going the other way. 66% of the money is on the over 43. Looking at this game, you know, I don't know if the Colts are that bad. If maybe last week was a kind of a get-right game, maybe they didn't squeak out two in a row. Tennessee has not looked good, but they have all the ability to. They did look better last week against the Raiders, getting their victory, the first victory of the year. This is two teams that only have one victory on the season each. And Colts 1-1-1, Titans 1-2. 70% of the money's on the Titans at +3.5. I'm sticking with the peoples, and I don't want to because these numbers – fucking hate plus anything over 70%. It's in my blood to want to go the opposite way.
I agree. And like,
so I'm still taking the Titans though. The Colts have showed me nothing. The Titans showed up a little bit.
It needs to be. This is going to be a huge game, and I mean,
no, yes, it is a huge game because it's in division, and this division looks like trash.
Correct. And, like, obviously, what...
And Jacksonville's better.
I'm taking the Colts.
All right, that's our first... I think that's our first difference there.
Yeah, I'm taking the Colts. I think they're going to... They need to get right more than the Tennessee Titans because I think the Tennessee Titans, like, think they're that team, but they're they've tried.
And I hate this. I hate this.
Like, I'm not. Yeah. But the Colts have that. They know they need to get here with Matt Ryan. Like, it's due.
Yes.
Like, Matt Ryan's done after this year if they don't get there.
Yeah.
So, this is a get-right game on the Colts. Colts.
All right.
Colts minus 3.5.
All right. Now, this next game, we don't need to spend a lot of time on. Big Blue, the Giants.
You say that every time. And
then we do a little bit. So, let's go real quick. Giants, Bears, Giants at home, minus 3. 73% of the money's on the under. 54% of the money's on the Bears. Bears offense stinks, even though they got a victory and they're 2-1. The Giants, in my opinion, you know how I feel about this Brooklyn Pauly. I think they're fugazi, but I do think they get the victory today, or on Sunday, minus 3.
Yeah.
God, ah!
I know. I don't like any...
You know, I say that right now, but did I even... I might have taken the Bears.
In your pick-ems?
Yeah. Maybe I'm not changing my mind.
So we got New York minus 3, over-unders 39.5.
I took the Giants. I took the Giants.
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants.
They put up points.
I've been talking
Chicago
about
Chicago can't score.
And they are, like, they're better than people thought.
Better than a bad team.
They're not, I don't think anymore that they're going to win the division over the Eagles.
However,
I do think they're going to win it, like, they're going to be in front of Dallas.
Okay.
I think they're going to come in second.
And Dallas just beat them on Monday night. All right, so moving on. Jacksonville versus the Eagles. The Eagles are killing it. They're just torching everything right now.
Some people saying the number one team in the NFL right now.
And they are through week three, they are.
Them and Miami, I would say, you got to.
Yes, we agreed. We agreed. We talked about that on Monday.
Yeah.
Minus 6.5. Jaguars are playing good football. Plus 6.5 on the road, but this is where the big boys of the NFL, and I can't believe I'm saying that about the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, I mean, I guess so. They won a Super Bowl a couple years ago, but you get what I'm saying.
But
58% of the money's on the Eagles, so it's not a ton of money. So this is where I don't feel bad, you know, at home, the favorite. The under 63 is kind of interesting to me because that must be that people really are hyped on the Eagles defense, which has played well. Don't get me wrong. They have played very well.
Yeah, and Jalen Hurts looks good. I mean,
but Jacksonville scores.
Correct.
So it's like the over-under, 63% of the money on the over, to me, I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense. I'm taking the Eagles minus the 6.5. I could see Jacksonville keeping this close, but I don't think they keep it close for four quarters.
Because if this was in Jacksonville.
Yeah, it'd be a different story.
I would, honestly, I would take the 6.5 kind of bugs me because I do think it's going to be close, but I do think Jalen Hurts and that receiving core and that defense are the Eagles.
They're clicking.
They look good and they're vibing in the right way. So is Jacksonville. I mean, obviously they can put up points. I would take the over, but I'm going to take the Eagles. Minus 6. Yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles.
All right, this next game is really quick because I don't want to talk about either team. I hate both teams.
the motherfucking Jets.
Steelers. Yeah. Steelers at home. Minus 3. 60% of the money's on the Steelers. 76% money's on the under, the 41.5, which makes sense because both teams stink, but at the same time, both teams could end up scoring 25-30. Joe Flacco, he understands the Steelers organization well. He's played him forever. Pretty, you know.
Zach Wilson's back this week.
Oh, never mind. Steelers minus 3 all day. Let's move on.
So because Zach Wilson's back, you're not trusting.
Joe Flacco gives him a chance. Zach Wilson does not. Moving on.
I disagree with that. I think that he.
Kenny Pickett comes in this game.
I do. I think that.
I'm not saying it from a standpoint. I don't know why. I just feel like there's something going to happen, and he's going to have to come. They're going to be down like 10. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to be down 13-0 at halftime. Jets will be up.
Yeah, I'm taking
or
the
10-0.
I hate this game.
They'll bring in KP, and he'll lead them back to a victory. And then the legend of Kenny Pickett will be born in Pittsburgh, and I'm going to have to hear about it for the next 15 years. Moving on. The home team, the Arizona Cardinals, are on the road flying cross country to the Carolina Panthers, who, by the way, aren't they in the path of Hurricane Ian? South Carolina's put a state of emergency, Virginia,
because
they're going to get hit. Are they going to get hit by Sunday?
It's going up the coast. It's not going through Florida. Like, normally the hurricanes will kind of go through.
Oh, it went across the entire Florida and up. It came in from the Gulf, so it cut across all of Florida, the top half. And then went up the coast of is going up the coast of the east.
Did the Chiefs?
I'm not a meteorologist, ladies and gentlemen. I pretend to be one on TV.
Minnesota.
Who?
The Chiefs, Buccaneers.
The Bucs. They were in Miami.
I don't know where the game's being moved.
As of right now, Minnesota. I don't know. Maybe it was on this morning on Good Morning Football. I did not get a chance to watch.
I haven't heard anything as far as if it's...
Cardinals are a 1.5-point underdog on the road. 80% of the money's on the Cardinals.
It's probably going to be a very sloppy
80% game. Of the money's on the Cardinals. 43.5 is the over-under. 50% is on the over. I agree it's going to be sloppy. Here's what I'll tell you. Not to beat on Baker Mayfield, but in the pros, Baker Mayfield is defeated against Kyler Murray. Kyler's 3-0 against him, and they've not been close.
Say that last year.
Huh?
You weren't saying that last year.
But in those games, we've gotten smoked. The games are after the fact. I can tell you what happened. I went to him.
I
plus 1.5 on the road. Regardless of that, I'm taking Cardinals talent on the road, even in a sloppy game. I just, you know how I don't trust that. Fucking 80% of the money.
Yep, I'm taking Carolina because it's just in division, and it's like that's where my gut is. For me, the Cardinals losing helps me. So for them,
The Steelers too, but I pick the Steelers if they're going
to
win.
I understand if you got to make smart picks, but if I come down to like I'm not sure and I don't necessarily know.
So you're taking the Panthers and I'm taking the Cardinals. Yeah. Okay, and McCaffrey may not play. Moving on.
Yeah. Correct.
Sunday, that is the first of the afternoon games.
Okay.
So you have to think about it.
That might change. That might change.
TBD, people. TBD. All right. That was the first game of the afternoon. Second games of the afternoon are, we only have two. After three total afternoon games. One at 4:05. Two at 4:25. The real premier games.
Wait, you didn't get into...
Yeah.
Oh, you're saving it? Okay.
You're right. I actually did miss that. My bad, folks. I, for some reason, was thinking the Sunday night game, but that's the Kansas City game.
It's cool. That's what I'm
the AFC
for.
Game of the week. Almost missed it. Buffalo Bills.
This is gonna
Ravens.
Be amazing.
In Baltimore. Ravens are a 3-point home dog. 63% of the money's on the Buffalo Bills. 73% of the money's on over 51, which makes a lot of sense because both teams can score like crazy. Both quarterbacks score like crazy. Let me give you some information before you make your decisions because I went a little bit deeper in this game. The Buffalo Bills, boy, they're missing a lot in their secondary, right? They might hide out for the year, neck injury, T's and P's. Hopefully he will be okay. Poyer should be back. I think they just signed Xavier Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen threw for over 400 yards last week, 2 touchdowns, 94.7 rating against Miami. They've got all the skill positions, bang, bang, bang. They can do what they want.
But
Lamar Jackson's got 10 touchdown passes. He's number one in the NFL. He had 218 yards passing and 4 touchdown passes, a quarterback rating of 110, plus he rushed for 100 yards and a touchdown. He's got 2 100-yard rushing games out of 3 this year.
And he beat Michael Vick in what?
Yeah, in fairly quick.
What was that? I brought that up. It was like 56
games? Yeah, versus 140-some games. Now, granted, the game was played different. They didn't cater to Mike Vick's skills. Mike Vick's running was more like Kyler Murray's running. Like... It's not really necessarily sometimes the design, but mostly it's not. It's nobody's open, and I'm not going to take the time to look
nobody was
down
really,
the field
really
and run.
Doing the offenses that are
right. So I hold, so if Mike was in today's, if
it would be.
If Pat, oh my goodness, I'm forgetting his name, University of Miami quarter, or University of West Virginia quarterback.
Pat Mack?
No. He was a quarterback. Pat, oh my goodness, I'm terrible. Know. Anyways, dude, he was like an OG of that style of running, him and Steve Slayton. Anyways, moving on.
Who are you picking?
Hey, man.
The Ravens. Buffalo's -3.
Baltimore gave up big plays in the air to New England last week. I mean, Mac threw for over 300 yards, and some of them were like long plays. So they're susceptible to the deep ball. And what does Buffalo do best?
Yeah.
The deep ball.
This is going to be the most exciting
63%
game
of the money
weekend.
On the Bills.
This is going to be, I can't wait to get
it's a great
up,
game.
Watch this game.
Great game. Probably won't be on TV because, you know, they're not very good at doing those things. But they're not.
But it's on CBS, so we can pull it through our...
Yeah. No, only if it's not the local national, you can get it on there. Anyways.
Come on.
I got Buffalo -3. Damn. It's a tough one. And on the pick'em, it's -3.5. Bastards.
So I believe that Josh Allen is a stud quarterback.
They're not going to lose 2 in a row. I just don't see him losing 2 in a row.
Lamar is in this contract year where he is not, like, he's on a fucking mission.
He is. Buffalo's got a good D.
I'm taking the Ravens. I honestly had
right on.
I had earlier picked on Tuesday the Buffalo Bills, The more I think about it, now I'm doing. I'm, okay. I'm taking the Ravens.
I can't take Buffalo losing two in a row. I just can't. All right. So now, the two, now the two of the three afternoon games we have left. Mr. Unlimited, Mr. Maha Unlimited, and the Denver Broncos.
He could fuck off for all I care.
Yeah. On the road into Sin City to play the 1060 KUDS Phoenix, home of the Las Vegas Raiders. Raiders minus 2.5 at home. 59% of the money currently is on the Raiders. It's an over-under of 45.5. 74% of the money's on the under. They do not trust that the Broncos can score, and they've seen their Raiders play football this year. So.
Sound like my uncle.
So, with that being said, which quarterback do I trust more?
You know who you trust more.
I do believe in this game.
It's not because I was hyped on him. Favorite flavor.
I'm not taking my favorite flavor. Hell no.
Player.
Hell no.
You don't like to.
I'm
cook?
Going
you
with.
Don't cook?
I'm going with. Not the way he cooks. It's undercooked. Everything he serves is undercooked.
So then, is going to be your dark horse.
It's overpromised and underdelivered.
Okay.
I'm taking my dark horse. Oof. Means a lot to
you
happen.
You said was going to be MVP.
I said dark horse MVP.
To be MVP. Correct.
Now it's the darkest of horses to be the MVP, but
it's
give me Derek Carr. Give me the Raiders at home because they absolutely fucking have to have this game.
It makes sense with the Raiders that the whole dark horse like this is like they have to. I completely fucking agree. Like this is
go back to the 70s.
I am not
chop knees. Do what you got to do to get a victory against the Denver Broncos.
Like, you're literally giving up on the season if you don't win this game.
Yeah, so where you at? You're with the Raiders?
Yeah. Right. I believe Davante Adams needs to fucking show up. Derek Carr needs to fucking throw to him.
No, he has been.
Way
He's
more.
He's got 11 targets, way, 13 targets. What are you talking about?
No, I'm telling you, if you pay this man this much money, then open up the game for Renfro. Then open up. Like, there's so much. Like, it's just the offense. I understand the Lions are, they're not fucking doing their job. Same point. They have to fucking win this game and fuck the Broncos. Fuck Russell Wilson. I'm so not a fan of the Broncos anymore after last week. So, I'm taking the Raiders. Anyways.
All right, moving on.
That was my rant.
Now, the afternoon game with the highest point spread of the week.
Is it? 46?
Yeah. No, the highest point spread of 10.5. Green Bay at home versus New England. I got 10.5.
Yeah, you're right.
Mac Jones, probably not playing.
He said he wanted to.
Yeah, but what? Fine. Play. Look in the way you were hobbling off the field last week. Please play, and you won't play the rest of the year.
You look like my son
they will
when
get
he
after
was like 5
you.
Years old like, and just like got rolled his ankle and like is like crying but doesn't know how to control it. I'm
real
proud
quick,
that you walked off. But
real quick, Sunday Night Football will be played scheduled at Raymond James Stadium after Hurricane Ian has left Tampa Bay.
Told you.
So it's staying in Tampa Bay. Anyway, continuing on. Green Bay, 10.5 point, home favorites, New England, no Mac Jones. It's a no doubter because the backup is Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer knows the offense, doesn't mean you're good at it. Brian Hoyer has been with this organization three different times, going all the way back to like Brady year 12. And Brady's been in the league for 50 years. So, like, he's been there, done that. Doesn't mean he does it well.
Dude
has never been able to be the guy because he's not a guy. He's just a guy. I'm on fire today. Give me Green Bay. Minus 10.5 is a lot, but I just think New England's got no offense. They will have no answers. I am afraid to look at where the money is at. I think this actually might be I do know where it is.
So, let me. Okay, so with this game, I'm taking Green Bay as well, but I want to talk towards this. Belichick is in a position where he's, in his 70s, I believe?
Yeah,
and
something like that.
This is – he's been a coach there for 20-something years, 22 years, I believe, 23 years. Come on. Is this going to be the end of the Belichick era if they have a losing season?
No.
You don't think he's giving it
up? No. Would you, if you've had one or two losing seasons in 25 years of coaching? No, you wouldn't.
I'm just saying, if the owner comes to you and says,
Robert Kraft is never going to move away from Bill Belichick.
You don't think so?
Even though they have
if they win 4 games this season.
No way. You, who are you bringing in that's going to change the culture to where you're going to win more games?
A young kid who, like, the way everybody else in the NFL is doing.
But Belichick's not running the offense.
Nobody's running
the offense. I understand that, but exactly. Like, but if nobody's running, it's not Bill either.
But it looks like shit, and he's finally, like, but he's also, if they did that, they would have to bring in a GM.
Look, dude.
So it would be a lot of change. What I'm saying, been long enough, and they're not.
8-9 with Cam Newton and throwing 9 touchdowns on the year.
If you don't
they can
win,
absolutely go a season or two with a shit record and him not get fired. He's earned that cachet. You think all of a sudden he forgot how to coach? No. No.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
there will be movement amongst his office. Listen, there'll be movement on his staff, maybe. Maybe, sorry, Matt Patricia, you coach defense. I got you coaching offense. Get the fuck out. Joe Judge, sorry, bro. Go back to special teams. Get the fuck out. Maybe he brings in somebody.
Then you got to get a new fucking GM and
He's the GM.
I know what I'm saying is that you let him coach as the head coach. You bring in some other people so get some guys
then
in
he'll
here.
Leave.
Then
he's never going to give up operational control. If anything, I think he would move up into that and then a coach comes in, but that would end up being his son.
No, it's. I know that they live and die through that building and that there's that relationship, but there's also a lot of turmoil lately. Like, you cannot give up on how
Tom, they made their choice. They picked Bill Belichick over Tom Brady. End of story.
I don't think that.
End of story.
So you think Tom was just like, hey, fire him or I'm out?
They almost traded Tom.
Yeah,
because
I know. Because
he wasn't going to stay because of where they were at when him
right,
and Bill's
relationship.
Right,
but you literally think
I do believe it was you picked Bill over, and they chose as a team for the long term. It made more sense to stick with Bill Belichick.
Yeah, even though this spread is huge.
10.5 is a lot, but I'll take it.
I'm still taking Green Bay.
All right.
I think Patriots are a mess.
Sunday night game. I'm not watching it because you guys give me no reason to watch. Sunday night at home, 8:15.
Tom, the GOAT.
5:15. L.A. Rams. Oh, sorry. No, that's a Monday night game, isn't it?
Yeah, Chiefs
That's
Buccaneers.
My bad. Sorry. Yeah, Chiefs Buccaneers. That game I probably will have on. Chiefs Buccaneers. Yes. Actually, you know why? So noted Teresa did not listen to the show on Monday because she doesn't listen. So she won't listen to this either, so she'll have no idea I'm saying this. But she did say she saw that graph on the television that the Chiefs were playing the Buccaneers. And she was like, ooh, when's that game? Like, that's Sunday night. She goes, I really actually want to watch that game. So we'll be watching that game because she wants to watch that game. Now, let's see.
She wants to see Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes?
I think so, yeah, because she likes great quarterback play.
Yeah.
She understands it. Okay. 82% of the money's on the Chiefs. 82% of the money's on the Chiefs at -1. It's a pick 'em game.
I don't like that.
Now, the weather's moved through Tampa Bay. I'm sure there's a lot of after effect, but like I just said, this game is scheduled to be played. 74% of the money's on the over. Will it be raining? I don't know. TBD. I haven't looked at the Dopplers to find out.
It says it's 85 degrees and cloudy. So what does that tell you?
I don't
it's
see,
Florida.
Like the Buffalo Bills, I do not see the Chiefs losing 2 games in a row. I think offensively, they're going to come out with a man on the mission. This is a rematch of the Super Bowl. Granted, same teams, not exactly the same, all the same players. The Buccaneers do get back Mike Evans. Yes. So that's a big help. But their offensive line is still banged up. They still have some issues in a team that isn't transitioning from a coaching staff to another. Granted, I know a lot of people stay in the same place, but still, things are different. Tom not practicing on Wednesdays. They had to move to Miami to do practice. There was a lot of that stuff. Chiefs were able to basically be, you know, same work week, no issue. Get into Tampa Bay when they would, which will be tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they'll be fine. I know it's a lot of money, a lot of percentage, 82%, and we talk about that all the time. This is probably going to be one of those ones that pan out. But at the same time, it is Tom motherfucking Brady.
Oh. So what are you doing?
I mean, this is who do you think is going to win because it's -1.
I have.
Unless this game ends in a tie.
I have Buccaneers +2.5.
Oh, what? Yeah, that's on the CBS website. The as of right now on Odd Shark, which pulls from Caesars.
-1.
-1.
It didn't just change.
Oh, let me see. I just hit the reset. No, it still says 83% of the money in that.
Huh,
and I'm not
so
on
now,
FanDuel right now to see. Let me see what FanDuel says. Continue. What
so,
are you
okay,
do?
So here's the thing. Like, obviously, you want to believe in Tom Brady, but their offense isn't the same as it was last year or the year before. Like, it's just.
Right.
that it's not there. The Chiefs,
they're missing weapons and talent up front.
Correct. And I feel like there's a little bit off with coaching and Tom Brady, because you know Tom Brady wants to control that.
Yeah, but Leftwich has been the guy that's been in his ear for 3 years since he's been there. So I don't know that that's going to be
there. But the play calling, he might not be, like, there's something off. You can just see it. I'm not saying.
Yeah, skill position.
He's breaking.
Skill position on the outside, not having Gronk.
Yeah.
Not trusting their tight ends, maybe not using their tight ends as often. Leonard Fournette is hit or miss. They are missing things on the offensive line, so a lot of stuff has changed for him. And frankly, his game has changed a little bit. I know we keep talking about it, but from a mental standpoint, you know, you got to be able to compartmentalize at the same time. These people are human beings.
Yeah, correct.
So outside life stuff affects on-field play, has since the beginning of time. Why do you think that point shaving and things like that could be a problem, or people bet on certain things with bookies back in the day through the Mafia? Shout out the Mafia. They would take on, that would be, you know, you had a bookie, and that bookie would find out information. They wouldn't share it with you, but they'd find out information. Oh, so-and-so, the quarterback at Alabama, his girlfriend's cheating on him, and he just found out. I'm betting the other way. Like, there's stories of that happening in real life of, hey, the star player.
You don't talk about it.
Right. The star player has the shits.
Yeah.
No, he's been on the toilet for 2 days. He's correct. Lost 17 pounds. I'm going the other way.
The information comes in
that
a
the
lot
bookies get.
Yes.
So when looking at this, because we have so much through social media and stuff like that, currently on FanDuel, it's -1 Tampa Bay at home.
All right.
It's Kansas City +1.
I'm taking Kansas City.
So on a neutral field, Kansas City would be favored.
Yeah. But I'm taking Kansas City.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
All right, moving on to the game that you probably want to sort of talk about. We don't have to talk about it. You guys look like trash. Jimmy G knows what he's doing. You guys got to figure it out. You're at home, division rival, the Super Bowl champs, the team that – did they knock you out of the playoffs last year?
Yeah, in
the divisional round?
The NFC
championship. Oh, in the NFC championship game. Like, you guys were on the way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, if we would have had one more play, we would have –
right, yeah.
Thank
right.
you.
So, and the Rams are –
are you just, like, literally – like, you're
I'm,
just keep going.
I'm not going over that. I honestly didn't remember that it was the NFC championship game. I'm sorry. Blame the COVID.
It's so ridiculous. But it's the Rams. So, we're at home. Honestly, we actually –
1.5-point home favorites.
As well, since we moved to Santa Clara. It's ridiculous. We lost Trent Williams, which is huge.
Figuratively and literally, because the dude is a fucking refrigerator.
Yeah. So, I mean, the fact that he's out, I do believe Jimmy G is going to get right. I think he was, it was coming back, finally full game. You got to get the vibe with your players. And off of 1 week, he knows how to play with this offense. So it's more so, I think, the vibe with the players, understanding where to roll, what these newer offensive linemen are going to be doing, how they're going to roll and protect. So, it is the Rams. I do think – I don't know who's the better team.
The Rams are.
I mean, the Rams look like the better team, but I do believe in us. So,
I took the Rams.
Obvious, I'm taking the Niners.
Yep, there you go. And the money on that game is 58% on the Rams, 42% for the Niners. So, I don't – you know, there's not like a consensus. People are, you know, and basically same thing for the over under 42.5. 57% of the money's on the over. I'm not touching the over under in this game.
No, because this could
be. Because you just never know. It could be 31-28. It could be, you guys scored 10 points last
10, week. 10-11 game. Like, let's, fuck, dude, just stop.
It's relevant.
Every negative thing. Like, let's be more positive.
What was positive? What was positive from Monday? You lost your left tackle. Jimmy looked like garbage. You guys ran out of the back of the end zone for a safety, and you lost 11-10 to the Denver Broncos on the road.
I move forward.
So, no, there was nothing positive of that game.
There wasn't, but it's also
you have a chance to redeem
yourself. We said we weren't going to talk about it. And
you have a chance to redeem yourself on Monday night.
Okay, thank you.
We'll see if it happens.
We will.
With that being said, real quick, we got a few things. Monday night in studio, 1060 KDUS Phoenix AM, or 100.7 HD2 if you're fancy in the area and have like one of the nice radios.
Yeah, or you can stream it, right?
Or you can stream it on KDUS1060.com. You'll find us on Spotify, iTunes. I almost said Shopify. Hilarious. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, if you're a weirdo and get your podcast through there. Anchor. I don't know if people even use that thing. On the website, jamesoutwest.com. But on Monday, in studio, Ryan will be in the studio. I believe Aaron will be on the other side of the glass. And Pat the Stat Guy will be in house. I will be on the road calling from location. I wish it was because I was covering something, but it's even better. I'm driving with my brother, my father, and my brother from another mother, my cousin. Shout this out the Marine.
Finally fucking happening.
We're driving to Minnesota to make it official in the wedding. I've been married basically for a decade. I have three wonderful children, but two that are in the house still that are a part of
your life and
my life that came absolutely into my life when they were very small. We are making a homage to Minnesota. We are getting married. Ryan's going to be officiating this marriage, so he's not Pastor Rooks, but he got ordained for this.
Just for this through some...
Through something we all have done. Universal Life Church in California. We all know what it is. Okay, we don't have to... We all know what it is.
I'm fucking
no free
excited
ads
for you, man. This is finally fucking happening.
No free ads.
And we are going to... So we're not going to be fully in the house, but...
I'm calling in on remote like I did when I had COVID. Yes. Which I ended up did having it, and I survived. Thank you very much. Although, I will tell you, the COVID fog and the COVID drainage of your battery is a real thing. Although, I will say the actual sickness itself, I've had worse colds. I was 2 days of not feeling okay.
Yeah,
but some people had it really hard. Some people had it really hard, so I understand that. But I will be in Vail, Colorado. That's right. Vail, Colorado with the Richies.
Yeah.
Hanging out on the slopes. Just joking. There's no snow yet. God, I hope not. Making the drive because I'm going to have to take a lot of stuff. Got to take the wedding
dress that I won't see, and all the stuff. The soon-to-be wife is flying out. And then we're
after.
Flying up Thursday.
Yep.
And doing the whole thing on Saturday.
We'll have pics. I'm sure Rooks will go live on IG at some point during the wedding.
Can I, while I'm ordaining?
No, we can't have it running. Although I thought about having it live on YouTube, which I still might.
Is that a thing? Can you say ordaining?
I'm sure. When I'm ordaining
While
I'm ordaining this shit. Anyways, so I will be calling in from there on Monday. We will not have a podcast that week, obviously. Coming back that Monday, we will not be on the air, not because we'll be coming back from the wedding, but because the Las Vegas Raiders have the home Monday night football game. I believe it's at home at any rate. But they'll be playing that, so we won't be on. So we'll have about a 14-day period there. But what we could do, I might drop something a little fast. We might be able to do something just to get something in there, and we definitely will post our picks anyways. I have to make picks before I leave for 2 weeks. As far as for gambling purposes on FanDuel, because Minnesota doesn't have the gambling thing. Colorado does, so as I'm going to Colorado, I can make a bet.
I gotta make bets early. Okay.
Plan ahead.
Okay.
Again, check out jamesoutwest.com. Been writing a lot of stuff, covering the ASU football team, writing live blogs during the game.
You were at ASU this week. We posted some stuff about that.
Yes, it was pretty awesome. Continue to move on. We'll probably do ASU basketball, ASU baseball. We're working on Phoenix Suns and... We are putting it out in existence because we want to get into the, I want to say Cactus League, but spring training. So we have a lot going on. Hopefully it all works out. If it doesn't, guess what? You hear from us anyways because guess what? We don't really give a shit.
Shit's fucking growing, people. Like, literally, this is fucking happening.
So check us out, jamesoutwest.com. You know we're out on Monday nights. You know how to find us on YouTube and all the good places. Hit us up if you have any questions or anything. I've had people that have said, hey, I've won money from you guys, and I've also had people say, hey, guess what? Your picks fucking stunk this week. Hey, I'm sorry,
yeah,
bro. And guess what? I lost two, so it doesn't matter. As long as you're having fun and you're being responsible. And I just looked at a camera that is not there. That's hilarious. We got to shut this thing off. All right, brother. Till next week, man.
All right, one love. You.